This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New York State Police are very concerned with anybody that obviously points any sort of laser device at an aircraft. Now, in this case, it was a New York State Police aviation helicopter. It was in the city of Buffalo on October 16th. The pilots were lased with a green laser. Effectively, they have night vision goggles on it. And a lot of people are like, oh, what's the big deal? It's just a laser pointed at an aircraft. But here's the problem. When that laser hits the pilot's eyes and co-pilot's eyes, especially if they have night vision goggles, it completely blinds them for a few seconds. They can't see the gauges. They can't see what's going on. They can't see where their vehicle is going. Obviously, if this were happening in your car, it'd be a serious problem. Imagine flying an aircraft and that happening. Obviously, that given the dangers, but also on the flip side of the coin, we have a health factor. I just talked to a pilot not that long ago today about this type of incident being lased, not an incident, but a time before where he actually had to go and have his eyes checked out. And there is a burn mark in the eye itself. This is not only a dangerous situation when it comes to piloting some sort of aircraft and being lased at the same time, but also there's a health concern, a possible being blinded or permanent damage to your eye itself. So this is a concern that we've had. We went round and round whether we're going to, you know, do a press release on this, given the fact that it's a 15-year-old juvenile. But at the end of the day, it is a very serious thing. If a plane or helicopter were to crash and this was the cause of it, I'm sure a lot of people would be wondering, what could we have done different? Looking back, how could we have changed things? Well, this is how. Granted, there is a 15-year-old that was arrested for an e-felony, but on the flip side of the coin, we have to put this stuff out there. And as a parent, if you have kids that you buy these items for, a lot of these lasers you could buy at any gas station, talk to your kids, even if they don't own it, just as a future reference. Never point any sort of laser device at an aircraft, whether it be an airplane. We have Buffalo Airport right there, planes landing, coming and going. We have helicopters in the area. This is a very dangerous thing for our pilots. And for obviously not only the pilots, but people on the ground, if something were to happen.
How did state police trace this particular incident to this 15-year-old juvenile?
Without unpacking everything, obviously we're not going to give up, but a great help to Buffalo Police Department. We're right there. We're able to ascertain a group of juveniles that eventually entered a vehicle. BPD made a traffic stop, and then using that traffic stop and a bunch of other tools that we have with the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, they were able to identify specifically the individual that leased the helicopter, worked with the family, worked with the parents, very cooperative. So again, it comes down to a lack of maybe goofing around, maybe that type of thing. No one wakes up in the morning and does something and intentionally wants, you know, a tragedy to happen or harm that to happen to anybody. But sometimes, you know, doing things could intentionally cause those problems. And that's where this comes in. And that's why it's important for parents and for kids and really anybody to know that lasing aircraft is serious. And a lot of people might think, well, what could it possibly do? Well, it does a lot. It blinds the pilots. And that's a big issue, obviously, when you're flying an aircraft. But when it comes down to the investigative approach, like I said, the 15-year-old, the family, very cooperative, obviously. But eventually, you know, it comes down to the fact that you did break the law and we have to make that arrest. And we're doing this press release, not only to show, like, you know, this happens, but also for the future, have those conversations with people in your sphere of influence about the dangers of doing something like
that. And how are the troopers involved doing?
Troopers involved are good. Both pilots went and they had to do what we call an on-duty injury. They had to go and get their eyes checked out, obviously seeing spotting, There could be long-term damage. That is still yet to be, they're going through that process. Both of them are cleared to fly, so that's not an issue. It's not like they're grounded. But the fact of the matter is, the reason why we're doing this again is to show the public, like, hey, one, we're out there, you know, not only on the ground serving the public and keeping the community safe, but also in the air. But this isn't just a problem with New York State Police. I've talked to our pilots, I've talked to our investigators, I've talked to other people in aviation in these circles of people that we work with. And this is a common problem at the Buffalo Airport. It's a common problem with the planes and other aircraft in the area. And the last thing we want in Buffalo, unfortunately, again, is any sort of aviation equipment falling out of the sky and crashing, you know, causing multitude of deaths. That's what we don't want. And that's why I'm on talking about it now. Just be mindful that it seems like a joking around thing to do, or something that would be that wouldn't be invasive, or it's not like you're, you know, in your head, you're not really doing anything to the aircraft, but you really are. You're really putting a lot of people in danger when you're shining lasers at an aircraft and essentially blinding the pilots and possibly causing permanent eye damage to the pilot.
Pattern of incidents recently involving lasers being pointed at aircraft?
Yes, there has been. I don't want to say a pattern. A pattern would mean that it's a specific group constantly doing the same thing. But we are getting more and more calls on this happening more often, and it's due to the availability of buying $499, you know, laser pointers at any, pretty much anywhere, gas stations, you name it, corner stores. The availability and the cost is very cheap on those. But so you have that aspect, and then the flip side of that coin is you have the educational part, where a lot of people don't think it's a big deal. Well, it is a big deal, and that's why we're kind of, you know, putting this out there. If people are just know, like, that could be very serious. And not only that, but you can cause damage to not only a pilot, but you can cause the vehicle to crash. There's a lot of implications that can happen with that. But also, I mean, at the end of the day, it's an e-felony in New York State penal law, which was our arrest. We're working with the federal government. It is actually an FAA violation as well. And those fines are 20 years in prison. Now, we don't believe that the federal government is going to attach that arrest, the federal charge on the 15-year-old. But if they did, you're looking at a 15-year-old. Let's say he serves a 20-year sentence for something like this. Not to say it couldn't happen, but you have to be mindful of the fact that that is a very, very deep justice served on that end. So you have to, you know that there's a very serious factor when it comes to the arrest being made. E-felony as well is nothing to, you know, kind of turn a blind eye at. Granted, it's going to go to family court, but at the end of the day, you're still being arrested or convicted possibly of a felony here in New York State. So again, there's a lot of safety concerns when it comes to lasing or shining a laser at an aircraft. But on the flip side of the coin, there is also a very steep arrestable charge attached to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.